This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
I don't have my Burnout mug right now, so this means that I'm having to constantly reheat my coffee. I'll have to go reheat it before the end of this hour. But if I had my Burnout mug, I would not have that issue. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Portland's Ted Wheeler, mayor of the certifiably craziest and meanest city in America, won't admit that he quietly encourages mob rule in his city. In Portland, you see, the police stand down as the thugs run amok. Journalist Andy C. Goh posted a video of protesters, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, obstructing an intersection and ordering motorists to obey their traffic instructions. They chased down 74-year-old Kent Hauser, hammering his car, smashing a window because Mr. Hauser wouldn't do exactly as the Democratic gang commanded him. Wheeler said at a press conference, "I was appalled by what I saw in the video, but I support the Portland Police Bureau's decision not to intervene. This whole incident will be investigated." Well, you know, Mr. Hauser is alive today not because of anything that the city did to try to protect him. Just pure dumb luck. Failing to separate the obvious irony from the transparent mendacity, Wheeler said that motorists should feel completely safe coming into downtown Portland. "I wouldn't feel safe driving in downtown Portland, even if Wheeler agreed to be my hood ornament." Democratic bullies took over the intersection in protest of Patrick Kimmon's death at the hands of police on September the 30th. Protesters did not acquire a permit before holding the October 6th march, so they were breaking the law to begin with. They should have been dispersed as soon as they began to gather. Now, Mayor Wheeler, a Democrat, tacitly approves the protests that regularly agitate Portland. When the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building was occupied this summer, Portland police declined to support immigration enforcement officers unless they were in physical danger. Wheeler, who this is sort of like Hazard County nonsense, like Boss Hogg. He also holds the title of police commissioner. Doesn't really mind videotape of honest citizens being harassed and chased and tormented by Democratic Party foot soldiers. He promises an investigation, but fails to promise arrests. And you and I know that there's not much to investigate unless the mayor officially appointed the prosecutors a sort of posse comitatus status. At the very least, they were impersonating police officers and disturbing the peace. If the mayor doesn't order the police to stand down and the police commissioner didn't order the police to stand down, then who did? And how is it that the mayor and the police commissioner are the same guy? Personally, I think Mr. Wheeler's in way over his head. As mentioned earlier, the leftist thugs shoving around taxpaying citizens and elderly gentlemen doesn't truly bother Mayor Wheeler. What really gets his goat is Fox News. He said, "I'm willing to take criticism all day long from Fox News, but I'm not willing to accept criticism from Fox News of the men and women of the Portland Police Bureau." Aren't you the big dog? And Yes, Mr. Mayor, but are you willing to take your chances on a left-hand turn in your fair city if a clutch of mask-wearing, bat-clenching Democrats demand you go right? Mr. Wheeler does like to hear his own voice, though. He said, this is the story of Goldilocks and the Two Bears. The porridge is either too hot or it's too cold. At any given moment in this city, the police are criticized for being heavy-handed and intervening too quickly, or they're being criticized for being standoffish and not intervening quickly enough. And I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, reaching back to that last book you read with a moderate aspect of comprehension in an attempt to engage the famous Democratic Party tell-a-story gambit is not going to excuse the putrefaction that has consumed Portland West. Is the terrorist arm of the Democratic Party frightening and chasing 74-year-old men, metaphorically porridge that is too hot, or porridge that is too cold, or you being a Democrat, porridge that is just right? It is none of the above. It is simply wrong. It is simply wrong that fiends who threaten senior citizens are not confronted with arrest warrants within moments of breaking the law. The mayor of a decent city would waste no time being appalled and certainly spend none of his already overtaxed intellect calculating the thermotactic property of a storybook oatmeal. The decent mayor of a decent city would issue arrest warrants for the thugs right now. You could do it because you're the police commissioner. Once upon a time, people lived happily ever after, but not today in Portland, Oregon. Today, the wolves are emboldened to chase down and devour Little Red Riding Hood's grandfather. Mayor Wheeler. There is something intrinsically evil about you and your city. I'm going to tell you a video I would like to shoot, and I'm not going to be able to get anybody to help me shoot it because they'd be like, Bill, this is just too much. I want to shoot a video where I'm driving through a city, and I come up on a bunch of protesters, and I decide to park and wait for them to go their merry old way. But then they see me and want to attack me, maybe because I'm white, maybe because I'm old, whatever. And as they're getting close, I want to get out of my car, and I want to go to the back of my car, and I want to throw up my electronic opening back hatch, which is so cool. And I want to pull out the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and I want to don what is in the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and then step out from behind the car and let them see me waiting on them. I want to shoot a video about what is waiting if they go beyond these blue realms where they can attack people with no consequence. I want to make a video showing what happens when you do attack people that not only can but will fight back with a most horrible, horrible determination. And I'm probably not going to be able to shoot that. I mean, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to put it together, but every time I get out there and I'm trying to find, and I like to push out a fairly decent product when I'm shooting video, which is why I went and tried to go get some pointers. And so if I reach out to people that I know could actually shoot this for me and help me shoot it, they'll turn me down. They'll turn me down, and I don't know where I would post it. I guess I could try to post it on my website, but I would never be able to post it on, say, I don't know. On YouTube. So, there you have it. This is what a Democrat-held city would look like, folks. Now, notice that none of this is happening in California. None of this is happening in New York City. And the common denominators in California and New York City is you don't have a mayor that is both the police commissioner and the mayor. So, dude is sitting there trying to say, I don't know who told him to stand down. You told him to stand down, sir. Your people standing there means the next time they come around, they should have been all arrested and dispersed as soon as they showed up without a permit. You didn't do that? I hear you. I see you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com. Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout,
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The properties of this mug has, as far as just keeping your beverage, whatever temperature you want it to be, I observed a drop in temperature of 3 degrees over the course of an hour on a hot beverage. I have not tried a cold beverage yet. I will try that. Well, I'll have to figure out which one I want to try. But I will try that soon. But, I mean, as far as the coffee cup is concerned, this has changed my way of drinking coffee. Burnout. Check them out. What does it mean today to be a Democrat? You know, character assassination is part and parcel of politics, and if you don't want to get involved in that, if you can't take that kind of heat, don't get into politics. But they've also devolved into thuggery and mob rule. In the third and final 2016 presidential debate, Hillary Clinton insisted that Donald Trump accept the upcoming election results. Well, so did everybody else in the United States, even though Trump said, well, I won't. But with Trump's upset election, Hillary, the Democrat National Committee, and their massive media sycophants immediately launched into what could only be described as a temper tantrum. Thus was born the hashtag resistance. To oppose Trump, the Republicans, and more broadly, since they were elected, the will of the American people who put these people in place in the first place. And this spectacle at times has been comical, but now we're moving into a little more dangerous territory. Because you got Hillary and Eric Holder and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Maxine Waters and the others calling for violence against the president and Republican members of Congress and the whole of the American people. We've seen violence perpetrated against the Republicans just for playing softball. I mean, come on. Hillary Clinton suggested on CNN that we cannot be civil with the Republican Party and that civility will return if they, the Democrats, are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate. The following day, Eric Holder suggested when they go low, we kick them, referring to Republicans. Democrats have unleashed their paid political provocateurs to disrupt town halls, intimidate Republican members of Congress, and have taken to the streets in Berkeley, Portland, New York, Washington, and elsewhere to threaten civil order. A little more than a year ago, the Bernie Sanders supporter, James Hodgkinson, lathered into an anger by the daily drumbeat of doom and gloom, propagandized by the major media outlets, shot Steve Scalise and others at the Republican softball practice. Would the Democrats be satisfied if the president, a senator, or some congressman is shot and killed? Is assassinating a righteous man's character an acceptable price to pay to protect a seat in the Supreme Court? The big question is how far is the mob willing to go to regain seats of power? And if and when they regain said power, will civility suddenly reign, or will their newfound lock-on power be used to punish opposing political dissent? This week, a rural Pennsylvania Democrat was forced to resign from his post by party officials for his Facebook post proclaiming, "I stand for the flag and I kneel for the cross." What was so bad about that, Democrats? What was the problem with that one? They need to ask themselves, do you want to be part of a party that actively opposes the flag and Christ? That's a question I'd like to know the answer to. Now, to the flip side, next month's election is going to be fun. Democrats in Congress and on America's coast are experiencing an existential crisis because hysteria is running right through their veins. We're 2 years in and counting. Desperation has set in. Maxine Waters, encourages violence. Kamala Harris and Cory Booker imagine themselves as frontrunners in 2020. Clinton claims that civility is not merited. Elizabeth Warren checked her DNA. If it wasn't so funny, it would be tiresome. These folks assumed in 2008 that their side had won permanently. They assumed the Republican Party was dead. They assumed that no one except crazies would oppose the progressive agenda. The bitter clingers and the deplorables were supposed to lose. Everyone to the right of progressives were assumed to be a radical, alt-insane, pure scum, and worthy of public scorn. Hence, the mania. And then a miracle happened. Against the alleged inevitable tide of history, America got woke. It wasn't that America was there for Trump, it was that Trump was there for America. Elections have consequences. 2010, 12, 14, landslide victories for Republicans at both the state and congressional levels, and then came Trump. Do you think that was an accident? No, it was a red wave of monumental significance, except to Democrats in Congress and on the coast. They weren't worried by any of it. After all, they had Hillary warming up in the bullpen and open borders with illegal aliens being bused to many key voting districts around the U.S. Motor voter laws in effect or coming into effect. Don't think this strategy was a last-minute ploy. Plans were made in advance. Plus, verbal agreements were in place for a climate accord in Paris, a nuclear deal with Iran, and a trade deal in the Pacific. And once those were in place, it was time for the fat lady to sing, and Trump was nothing more to them than a voice crying in the wilderness. It was a sense the Democrats would rule Washington for a lifetime or two, maybe forever. At least that's what I think. And that's what I think they thought, rather. And so don't be surprised by the manic screeds of miscreants on the alt-left, including Antifa. At worst, they are a fraction of a minority, a pimple on the elephant's hind leg, no matter how often they're magnified by the MSM. They assumed they could reinvent America. Folks much smarter than them assumed they could prevent Trump's election or prevent his inauguration or drive him from office. Destiny was in their hands until it wasn't. Donald Trump doesn't suffer fools for very long. He is no fool himself. He has a very strong counterpunch, which he employs on a regular basis. Congressional Democrats know this, and this is why they have all this angst. Because Trump owns all of them. Lock, stock, and barrel. He can make them jump with a tweet on Twitter, something he says on TV, whatever it is, and everything he says, you should take that to be very highly calculated. Because nothing he does, I look at nothing he does as none of it is an accident. It's all quite well orchestrated. We can compare notes on November the 7th. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he told President Trump to give the Saudis a few more days to complete their investigation into what happened to the journalist in Turkey at the Saudi consulate. Jim Hansen is the president of Security Studies Group. He told Fox News that we do have to wait until we know all the facts.
If it turns out that this was a Saudi action, then there's a price that needs to be paid. We don't have any facts yet. Keep in mind right now, every fact that people are claiming to know in this case came from Turkish security services, all right, the state police of Turkey, yep, who can't be trusted. They've got 160 journalists in prison right now themselves.
President Trump threatened to close down the southern border if Mexico does not stop a caravan of migrants from reaching the United States. The president also said that if the immigrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador make it into the United States, that we would cut off aid to those countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Travel Mug, developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
I don't know. I'm going to have a chat with these guys because what their mugs do defies logic. I mean, I'm not that easily impressed by certain things, and I'm completely impressed by my burnout mug. So check them out at burnoutmugs.com. There's been a formal inquest into a murderous attack on the English Parliament in March of 2017. By a fanatical double-A shouting, Allahu Akbar, that's a double-A shouting, Islamic jihadi who stabbed to death unarmed police constable Keith Palmer. And that has finally been released. Other police constables present and equipped only with batons and CS spray all ran away, leaving police constable Palmer to be attacked and stabbed to death. The vaunted armed police of the UK were nowhere to be seen. For 46 minutes, there were no signs of the roving firearm squad anywhere near the open carriage gates into New Palace Yard where PC Palmer was murdered. Palmer's sisters, Angela Clark and Michelle Palmer, were extremely distressed that no one from the Metropolitan Police had let them know that there was an issue surrounding the absence of armed officers in place to protect their brother. Police Constable Palmer was doomed to die the death of a selfless hero by an inept department, an inept government and nation that deliberately decided to deny him the routine possession of a service pistol and the training in how to use it to effectively shoot down a crazed Muslim madman intent on slaying as many innocents as possible by means of a moving car and a large knife. England's ingrained visceral hatred of guns and illogical contempt for armed citizens and even armed law enforcement officers made P.C. Palmer's barbarous murder absolutely and completely inevitable. Their manifestly cowardly politicians, whose administrative and legislative malfeasance were the direct cause of Palmer's murder, now continue to dither over new anti-knife legislation. So, like it or not, we live in an increasingly dangerous world. Goodness and decency has got to be weaponized or accept extinction. If you do not weaponize your peacekeeping capability, you are in line to be extinct. Cancer is evil. Will aggressively metastasize in the presence of the helpless / defenseless that are disarmed by a bunch of fearful fools. I give you this from Niccolo Machiavelli. A return to first principles in a republic is sometimes caused by simple virtues of a single man. His good example has such an influence that the good man strive to imitate him, and the wicked are ashamed to lead a life so contrary to his example. And before all else, be armed. Now, coming out of South Africa, and I've always wanted to climb Lion's Head, overlooking Cape Town. And, South Africa is a very dangerous country. We get this leaked draft of the Firearms Control Amendment Bill, which intends to amend the Firearms Control Act. And, this is causing some trepidation among South Africa's 3 million plus legal firearms owners. We're looking into an 11A, Section 11A. Number one, the registrar may not issue a license that authorizes the possession of a firearm unless the registrar is satisfied that the applicant has a valid reason for possessing the firearm. An applicant does not have a valid reason for possessing a firearm if the applicant intends to possess the firearm for any of the following reasons. A, self-defense of the protection of any other person, or B, the protection of property other than in circumstances constituting a valid reason set out in this chapter. Number three, subsection 2 does not limit the reasons which the registrar may be satisfied are not valid reasons for the purposes of justifying the possession of a firearm. So, if you want to buy a gun in South Africa very soon, if this gets put into their little act that they already have in place, self-defense is not a valid reason to own one. What is? I have no idea. In South Africa, there's 5.3 million firearm possessors, of which about 3 million are legally licensed owners. And if this bill is passed into law in its current form, it will likely make it impossible for those who acquired their licenses for the purpose of self-defense. They'll be unable to renew those licenses, which is required on a periodic basis. And aspirant firearm owners will be barred completely from using guns as a tool to defend themselves going forward. Gun Owners South Africa Chairperson Paul Oxley said, "Once again, South African police service leadership has proven that they are not serious about the lives of citizens in South Africa. The major concern is we have the right life of law-abiding citizens. Crime is escalating at an alarming rate, whereby the criminals perpetrating these crimes are becoming increasingly violent." Now, that's very interesting. There is no constitutional right to possess firearms in South Africa. It's currently a privilege granted by legislation. In September of 2018, Business Tech reported on South Africa's crime statistics. In the year 2017-18, there were 20,000 recorded cases of murder, meaning that 57 South Africans out of a population of just over 55 million are murdered every day. That's a rate of 35.7 people murdered per 100,000 population. That makes the whole of South Africa about as dangerous as the city of Detroit in the United States, which has a murder rate of 39.7. There were 40,035 rapes in South Africa in the same year. That's 112 rapes per day, or 5 rapes per hour. Especially Cape Town and Johannesburg, they would be considered industrialized. So look to see if these pass. This will be added to all of these little ones where we get to hear about this industrialized nation and that industrialization. Well, we'll get to hear about them more and more and expect these guys to join them. Expect these guys to join them. 112 rapes every day. 5 rapes an hour. Now, if you want to talk about a rape culture, maybe you could find it in South Africa, where they don't have a gun culture. Hmm. 37 murders per 100,000. Do you know what our murder rate is? All murders, slightly over 5 per 100,000. Not exactly the epidemic of gun violence all of you have been told about now, is it? No. No, it isn't. So, now you know how they're living on the other side of the world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. The best way to regulate that cup of coffee. Burnoutmugs.com. All right. The new thing now is doxing. Doxing is it's the latest weapon in the arsenal of the leftist political terrorists and the collectivists in the current civil war. A staffer from Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, or named Lee, Jackson Cosco, was arrested on October 3, 2018, and charged with illegally accessing the personal information of 5 U.S. senators, then posting that information on the senator's Wikipedia pages. He's also charged with threatening a witness who saw him in the act. Interesting. The charges carry penalties of up to 20 years in prison. Professing leftists, read that to mean Marxists, who piously assert that our faithful adherence to constitutional values is abhorrent, racist, and obscene, have defaulted to this new low in violent political tactics. So doxing. Doxing is the internet-based practice of researching and then broadcasting private identifiable information about an individual, including home addresses, photos, phone numbers, church attended, banks used, description of vehicles, travel plans and locations, places of work, schools attended by children, and identifying codes, including bank account numbers, social security number, date of birth, car license numbers, credit card numbers, etc. Doxing is also targets whoever they're looking to dox. It is also encouraging and arranging for surprise physical attacks upon innocent, unknowing citizens. doxers are vicious, dangerous, vandalous, violent criminals, not political operatives. Doxers feed information to Antifa, ISIS, and other violent thugs so that military families, LEOs, and their families, or conservative politicians, journalists, and officials, and their families can be physically attacked, their property destroyed, and their internet world vandalized. Doxers represent a direct, murderous threat to innocent victims and their families. Doxers include left-wing college professors, left-wing journalists, and Democrat staffers, like the one I just told you was arrested. Now, officials at high levels of government, along with their families, live within a sophisticated, multi-layered protective cordon formed by Capitol Police, FBI, Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, State Department, Protective Service, private security contractors, etc., etc., etc. The other 99% of us and our families live within a single protective cordon staffed exclusively by ourselves. We need to think, we need to equip, we need to train and plan accordingly. And there's some things you can do. Now, I hear this a lot. I'll hear this a lot about certain people or from certain people. I've heard this about many, many Second Amendment advocates, for example. I'm a target. I'm a this, I'm a that. Now, what do I think happens if a doxer comes up on me? Or if I get doxed and, you know, there's not a whole lot to know about me. I mean, if you know a little bit, you know it all. So there's not that much information that I can safeguard to where, you know, most of the stuff couldn't be found out. But if you want to not be doxed, I'm going to give you the whole idea behind how not to be doxed. First of all, you need to dump all individual and personal information that appears on a web page if you have one. You need to dump the photos and descriptions of yourself and family members. You need to dump the physical addresses, descriptions of vehicles, travel plans, schools, banks, churches, places of business, etc. You need to dump personal biographies. You need to dump Facebook. You need to dump Instagram. You need to dump Twitter, dump Reddit, dump Skype. Unlist your personal phone numbers and then don't answer calls from unknown people. Let them leave a message. Get a ring system, okay, or something similar for entry doors. Never unlock or open your door to people you don't know and talk with them remotely. Don't tell them who you are. Don't invite them in and don't let them see you nor the inside of your house. Try to receive mail and packages at a remote location like a commercial mailroom. Don't allow your home address to appear in any directory. Keep your home address a secret. And number 13, of course, is be always, all times, and everywhere prepared to effectively repel violent physical attacks by murderous ideologues who consider themselves to be soldiers. When a doxer supplies all this information about you, this is targeting information. And once again, they're supplying all of this information about you or your family to Antifa, ISIS, whoever, who, as we know, joyfully embrace assassination and hijacking and kidnapping and arson and vandalism and all kinds of other criminal political violence as their standard modus operandi. As the midterm elections are approaching, the amoral doxers, with the blessings of the DNC and the leftist media and the Hollywood communists, which is all of Hollywood, and many leftist university administrations, will be hard at work. For me, I intend to make their work as difficult and frustrating and unsuccessful as we can by voting the right way this November. What about you? The last little bit I'm going to leave you with: a pro-population control group is throwing its support behind Democrats in several key Senate races. Population Connection, formerly known as Zero Population Growth, describes itself as America's voice for population stabilization and has said that families should be taxed to the hilt for irresponsible breeding. FEC filings show the fringe group's political arm, Population Connection Action Fund, has donated to six Democratic Senate candidates this election system. Kirsten Sinema, who I talked about the other day, Jackie Rosen of Nevada, Tina Smith of Minnesota, John Tester of Montana, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. They didn't have a lot of money to spread around, but the Washington Examiner's Philip Wegman previously noted the group's support for several House Democrats, describing the fund as creepy. Here's the thing about a population control organization. What they're basically advocating for is eugenics, okay? Getting out there and saying we should tax these people to the hilt for irresponsible breeding. Who decides what is irresponsible? Right? Under their thing, and I mean, I'm sure that they are big Planned Parenthood co-conspirators as well. I'm surprised. Any of these people that get out there and are talking about stabilizing or controlling the population, that is a euphemism for killing people. We have to kill people in order to take care of Gaia. That's the euphemism. So anytime you hear about a population control organization out there that are out there, and this is their thing, population control, and they're looking at everybody as irresponsibly living on the planet, yeah. These are a bunch of murderous thugs. These are the kind of people that I'll pull the charging handle back on. So, just remember, there's Democratic operatives out there today that are saying we're going to take the Republicans to the guillotine, and they think that's humor. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.